Continuing Musar for Inyani Tfila, Avodas HaTfila. So the first year we had was on the idea of Smichas Ke'ula Tfila. Why is it so important to be Somech Ke'ula Tfila, to start Shmona Esrei with Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael as the lead into Shmona Esrei? Last week we spoke about Hashem Sosei Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tila Secha, why some Sadiqim say your whole Shmona Esrei depends on your Kavanah Hashem Sosei Tiftach. And we began discussing the Bracha of Avos. We began discussing the bracha of Avos. And I'd like to continue it a little bit more, because we said last week the yisod that Avos is really the first bracha, because it's the matir for us to approach God. That we, on our own, shouldn't have the right to approach God, to talk to the Ribbono Shalom in the way that we do in Shmona Esrei. How are we zochet to this? Because we're Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, right? And that's why it's the first bracha. We've pointed out that that's why Al Pi Halacha, it's the most important bracha. If a person doesn't have kavana during the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, Me'ikar Adin, you have to repeat the bracha. What kavan are we talking about there? So there's a famous Reb Chaim on this, that Pashtus is the kavan of Perush Hamilos. You don't have to have deep, esoteric, Kabbalistic kavanas, but what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, just to know what the words mean in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, meaning like Allah the arts grow, Allah the Koran Siddur. I mean, you have to know what the words mean for the first bracha. And you should have that in mind as you're saying it. If you don't, Me'ikar Adin, what do we say? You're supposed to repeat Shmona Esrei, but we know that the Ramah says, don't bother repeating Shmona Esrei, because second time around, you won't have the Kavani either. Second time around, you won't have the Kavani either. But that's how important the bracha of Avos is. That's how more important the bracha of Avos is, because it acts as a matir. But even more than just acting as a matir, what Avos is supposed to do is to help us understand who we are in terms of coming to approach the Ribbono Shalom, right? Because in Avos, so there's a lot of things that we could talk about in terms of the Nusach HaBracha itself. You know, many Mefarshim discuss, why don't we say Melech HaOlam? Why don't we say Melech HaOlam in this bracha? Right? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. Why don't we say Melech HaOlam? Why do we leave out Melech HaOlam in the bracha? No? Good question? Not a good question?
We don't say any other bracha.
Well, right. Well, but I mean, we do say it as part of tefillah. There are many brachos in tefillah that we do say it, right? All of Berachas HaShachar, we have the concept of Melech Olam. So why the Anshei Knesset Gedolah leave out in the Brach of Avos this concept of Melech Olam? So there's what to talk about. Some say because before Avram Avinu, there was no one to be Mamlech Hashem, meaning this is the bracha introducing the Avos. So before we come to the Avos, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, meaning there was no concept of Hashem as Melech in this world. Avram Avinu was the one who was Mamlech Hashem in the world. That's why at the end of the bracha we say Melech Ozer. We introduce the idea of Hashem as King after we've introduced the Avos. But the famous Reb Levi Yitzchak on this week, right? The famous Reb Levi Yitzchak on the first bracha of Shmona Esrei is, why do we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, v'Elokei Yaakov? Why do we say Elokei on each of them? So Rav Levi Yitzchak says, because we know that each of them really developed their own relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ramchal in Derech Eitz Chaim, he points out, I mean, he says, you know, one of these things that you're like, okay, really? He says we should take about an hour a day to meditate on the godless of the Avos and what made them so beloved to Hashem. Right, we thought, yeah, right. That's not exactly happening, right? I understand. That's Ramchal for
the Muslims,
during the Ian Seder, during the night. Right, right. There is no right. When that is night Seder, Torah, right? That becomes a night Seder. No, I guess that's, you know, if you have nothing else to do and you're on a train or you're on a bus and, you know, you can't listen to a shir, so instead just, you know, think about the godless of the Avos. You know, that's what the Ramchal talks about, to think about their greatness. But we know that really in this first bracha of Shmona Esrei, the former Mashgiach of the Lakewood Yeshiva of Nassim Wachtvogel would, and others, Svarim, also talk about that we should just think a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit about each one of the Avos as we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Because the fact that we say Elokei reminds us that each one developed their own path with God, and we have, as we said, each and every one of them in us, we have all of their midos of the Shiva Roam, and certainly the Avos HaKadoshim inside each and every one of us. And so what I'd like to do tonight, to talk a little bit, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Wow, it's going to be very little. I didn't realize how late it was. I apologize for that. But when we say Elokei Avram, right, it's appropriate for this week's parasha. What was the godless of Avram Avinu? in this first bracha, when we're saying Elokei Avram, so of course is the Chesed Hashem, the Avram's Chesed, but in terms of his relationship with God, meaning not in terms of what he represented to the world, but in his unique relationship with Hashem, what was the relationship of Avram with God? How did Avram appreciate Hashem? So very often it's through their midos and how they serve God through the Chesed of Hashem. He recognized the Chesed of Hashem. He intellectually discovered God. So when we say Elokei Avram, we're understanding that there has to be a relationship of coming to try to understand God. Obviously, we don't understand God in the philosophical way. The Rambam says it's impossible. But what it means is to come to appreciate Hashem. Meaning, how does a person come to Avas Hashem? As the Rambam describes, to think about all the masim that Hashem does for us. And it's interesting, because what's the second most important bracha in Shmona Esrei? Modim. Right, Chazal tell us the second most important bracha in Shmona Esrei is the bracha of modim. So when a person says modim, this is exactly what we're doing. We're connecting to the avoda of Avram Avinu to intellectually recognize the godless of Hashem, and that's what gadol is. And when we say the word gadol, right, Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, Elkei La Gadol, Hagibar Vanora, gadol is the mid of Avram, recognizing the bigness of God, meaning Gadol represents Chesed, the Chesed that Hashem does to us. And that's why Avram Avinu was the one who was Mesakin Shachris, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. Meaning that's what Avram Avinu was about recognizing that Hashem Chesed. How did he draw people close to God? Right? The Eshel Avram, Avram's inn, right? What did Chazal tell us? That at that inn, he taught everyone about God through the Chaste Hashem. Don't thank me. Thank the one who really gave you the food. It wasn't me. There's a creator in the world. So that was Avram's midah, of understanding the Chastei Hashem, of connecting to the Chastei Hashem. And when you begin Shmona Esrei, to understand that it's a Chesed Hashem that I'm even here, that I'm even talking to the Ribono Shel Olam. And then comes to the level of Yitzchak Avinu. In what way did Yitzchak display his relationship with Ribono Shel Olam? And again, this is this week's parsha as well. Yitzchak is a gadol gibor. Gibor is Yitzchak Avinu. Where is Gevura and Yitzchak Avinu? Obviously, Mesiras Nefesh. Obviously, the Akedah. As we mentioned in our lunch and learn this week, the idea that Mefarshim point out that when Avram and Yitzchak are walking up to the Akedah, what does Yitzchak ask Avram? He says, "Ai hasel ola." Where is the lamb for the ola? And Hashem said, and Avram answers, Elokim yireh lo aseh lo ol l'bini, Hashem will reveal the lamb, v'yelchu shneim yachtav, they go together. After Avram Avinu is told, don't shecht Yitzchak, what animal does he shecht as a substitute for Yitzchak? You would expect it would be a lamb. But it's not, what is it? It's a ram, it's an ayil. It's an ayil. Why? So Mefarshim say, at that moment, when Yitzchak Avinu, v'yelchu shneim yachtav, this wasn't only a test of Yitzchak, of Avram anymore. This also became a test of Yitzchak. This is when Yitzchak became Yitzchak Avinu. And therefore, he's no longer what? He's no longer a little lamb. He's a ram. He grew his own horns. Meaning, Yitzchak Avinu became Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah now. Right? And that's why, you know, Mefarshim point out that you know, when we talk about Yitzchak Avinu, I mean, you know, getting Kabbalistic here, some say Mamish, he died and came back. He got like a different neshama, actually, at the Akedah. That Mamish, the lamb was gone. He was a lamb, and it became removed. And now he had a new neshama, neshama of an... Okay, we're not going to get into that exactly. Rav Gedalia Shor, and the Or Gedalio, has a whole piece on that, Ba'arichus, on what exactly happened. But the midah of Yitzchak Avinu, when we say Elokei Yitzchak, it meant the Mesiras Nefesh that he had towards God. Avram was the appreciation of God. Yitzchak Avinu was the Mesiras Nefesh in terms of really being willing to give everything up for God. And then we come to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Nora. Yaakov Avinu, Kel Agadol HaGibar, VaHanora. What is Nora? What if Nora is awesomeness, right? Yaakov, we say, is normally we associate him with Torah, but also Titein Emes, the Yaakov, Chesed Lavrom. Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Now, what does that mean, Emes? Yaakov Avinu really is the synthesis of Avraham and Yitzchak together. Chesed and Gevur come together in something called Teferes. Teferes is beauty, Teferes is Emes. But what Yaakov Avinu, what marked his life as opposed to Avraham, as opposed to Yitzchak? What marked Yaakov Avinu's life? Turmoil. A lot of bitterness. Exactly. A lot of bitterness. A lot of turmoil. You know, when you think about it time and time and time again, you know, Esav, stealing the brachas, then comes dealing with Lavan, being tricked, Leah, Rachel, then understanding there was a lot of strife with Leah and Rachel. There was strife with Leah. Leah says, Kisnua Anochi, she felt hated by God. There was strife with Rachel. When Rachel says to him, give me a child or I'm dead, and he says, what am I, in place of God? And he speaks to her harshly. This wasn't easy. Then what happens? Dean is raped. Oh, wait. First, he confronts Esav. Oh, wait. Even before. Yeah. He runs away from Lavan.
Right.
And Lavan chases after him. Then he confronts Esav, Sarush al Esav. Then Dean is raped. Then Rachel dies. Then Reuven moves his bed. I mean, and then finally, at the end of Parshas Vayishalach, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. He says, I've suffered enough bitterness, enough turmoil, and what happens? Takfa lov ragzo shel Yosef. Maybe the greatest of the Nisyonos. The apple of his eye, his heir apparent, in many ways, and that was part of the issue, is ripped away from him, literally and figuratively. Is ripped away from him for years. For years. So what's the midah when we say Elokei Yaakov? Elokei Yaakov isn't Mesiras Nefesh of a Yitzchak Avinu, of seeing a direct challenge and saying, okay, this is clearly from God, I'm suffering, but it's the idea of emes. It's taking the emuna of an Avraham, the Mesiras Nefesh of a Yitzchak, and putting it together into the midah of emes. Into the midah of saying what happens is emes, right? Kol ma David rachmano l'tav avid. Whatever God's doing is ultimately for the best. And that's Elokei, and again, of course, that's why he's related to Torah. We're not going to go into what we spoke about in the Be'ian / Musar, but this is what Yaakov Avinu also, this is why, when we, what do we say every Motzei Shabbos is a Zemer? Not every, I mean, who sings it? I mean, I remember in Kerem B'Yavne, we would always sing this. We would always sing the Zemer. It's a beautiful Motzei Shabbos Zemer. You know this one?
Not good from Avraham.
Not good from Avraham, no? You know, if we're talking about
a good one.
What is a good one?
No,
good from Avram. Oh, okay. No, it's Amar Hashem li Yaakov al tira bi Yaakov bochar Hashem bi. No, you never. Goal Hashem es Yaakov, meaning Zemer. Each time al tira avdi Yaakov, al tira avdi Yaakov, al tira avdi Yaakov. I don't understand. Isn't Malava Malka supposed to be the Suda of David HaMelech? Why over and over, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov? Because when you're leaving a Shabbos Kodesh and you're going into a week, you know whose Midah you have to be connected to? You have to be connected to the Midah of a Yaakov. You have to be connected to the Emes of a Yaakov. Because you're leaving Me'ein Olam Haba and you're going into the darkness of a week. You're going into the cold darkness of a Chol. Right? Certainly in us, when we're Rachman al Tzlan, we're still in Golis, hoping to come out of that Bekar of Mamish, right? As Hashem, Bekar of Mamish, this week we end Golis. So this is why, when we talk about Avos, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, right? We start to stand the bracha. We're not going to go into what those mean. I mean, that's Bechlal, a whole avod of brachas. What is Baruch? That Hashem is the source of all reality. Atah, the Tzadikim talk about how Besimcha, Malei Simcha, should be full of joy when you say Atah. Why? They can talk to God directly like that and say, you, right? You, when you're talking to Hashem, right? Hashem, the name of Adnus, the name of Master, beyond time, Rachman, Elokeinu, that you are the judge, right? Kol Yachal, everything through you, Elokeinu, Velokei Avoseinu, and now that's what we've just done. Elokei Avraham, understanding that each one had their own relationship, you have to carve your relationship, but they are, of course, the ones that are the guides for us as we go on the path. Elokei Avram means the God of Avram who recognized the chesed of Hashem, and shared that with others, that we have to try to do that. Elokei Yitzchak, Mesiras Nefesh, Gevura, of pulling back. That's what Mesiras Nefesh really is, the ability to pull back, to live your ideals, and to have those the courage to do that under circumstances that are difficult. But Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Yaakov Avinu is not Mesiras Nefesh, because it's not the Mesiras Nefesh of giving my life for you, but it's the day in, day out, the suffering, the when it's hard, right? That's why some say easier to just give up your life than to live a life day in, day out of suffering. And that's what Elokei Yaakov, the Emes, to be able to have great faith despite suffering, despite tragedies, time and time and time again. And these are the three kochos. As we start a Shmona Esrei, you can connect to and you can bring them in. So this is just a little bit of the first bracha, which is so important to be able to understand, to deepen our appreciation and understand when we say that first bracha, we're linking ourselves mamish to the Avos HaKadoshim. We're mamish linking ourselves to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and recognizing that their midos are inside each and every one of us.
Shkoyach, guys, for coming out.